thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Time to talk technology. And what was I saying just a few moments ago? Technology and I are not the best of friends, but hopefully Paul Porter will be able to make us the best of friends. Paul, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Ian.
Not too bad at all. How's you? Keeping well?
Yeah, we're good, we're good. We love technology, of course, so hopefully we can convert you.
You certainly do love technology. I don't mind technology as long as I can get it to work, but unfortunately, technology and I seem to fall out quite often. But that's another conversation for another time, Paul. We don't have to worry about that just now. You are going to talk to us about the experiences of using Amazon Echo.
That's right, Ian. A few weeks ago, I spoke to Simon on the show about the upcoming release of the Echo. There's two versions of it. There's an Echo and there's the Echo Dot. The Echo is a larger unit with a built-in speaker, quite good quality sounding, nice BC speaker. The Echo Dot is a smaller unit that has a little speaker, but you can plug it into a stereo or hi-fi, or you can plug headphones into it, and it sounds very good. The great thing about the Echo, it's almost like something out of Star Trek. If you've never used a smartphone and you've never used voice recognition, well, you can ask your phone or your tablet to find out information and do things for you.
Mm-hmm.
On seeing the Echo, at first you might think, gosh, this is a bit like something out of Star Trek, because you basically talk to it. You have a wake-up word, Alexa. So you can say, for example, Alexa, tell me the time, and it'll come back and tell you the time.
Right.
But she does a lot more than that. And it's kind of taking voice recognition to a new level. And I think in a few years' time, we'll all be able to just talk to our devices without having to interact with touch screens and buttons and what have you. And it's already happening in phones and tablets. It's happening with some TVs. It's happening with all sorts of products. And for people who are blind and partially sighted, it takes all the hassle out of learning to use a product. So my wife, for example, who is blind as well, she uses technology, but she's not, maybe like you, you're not a great fan.
Okay, yeah.
And she said to me, when we've been using the Echo over the last weekend, and she said, you know, this is actually really good because I can play my music on it. I don't have to use my computer. I don't have to use a touchscreen. So, you know, for people, the Echo might be something to consider.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just intrigued there, Paul. By any chance, your wife isn't called Alexa, is she?
She's not, unfortunately.
Well, that's okay then.
I
was thinking...
You can actually change the name, so it wouldn't... And I think someone said on one of the lists, we've got a dog called Alexa, so you know, the dog kept that reacting to the voice and the other way around. But the actual product itself, you know, it's kind of early days. It's got some faults, as every product has, as I'm sure you know, Ian. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the things it does, it's pretty good. And I've been particularly... using it to access things like radio stations, and including RNIB Connect, and getting it to play music on Amazon Music and Spotify. So you can pretty much say, you know, play me an album by Queen, or play me a particular song, and it will go off and do that. And it comes back in seconds to actually play that track to you. So, you know, you don't have to go off and change your CD. You don't have to kind of, you know, press buttons. You just talk to the thing and it will usually do what you want.
I like how you quantify that there, Paul, but saying usually do what you want. But I mean, it does sound a great thing.
I mean, there is one caveat to this kind of technology, and that is that you do need to set it up and to kind of train it. You do need a smartphone or a tablet device. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you've got family, then they may be able to do that for you. But, you know, it's pretty accessible. You have to go and set it up with your Wi-Fi, you know, your wireless connection. And then you can activate different skills. So there's one skill, for example, where you can go into National Rail and you can find out about your local, you know, your commute, or you can ask it to go from, say, London to Glasgow, and it'll give you train times,
right,
and changes. You can order shopping on it. You can order food. You know, and there'll be more skills added to it as people start to develop these skills. So, you know, it's got lots of potential. But, you know, I was thinking that this year I've been with RNIB 22 years, and looking back to the technology we had 22 years ago, you know, what we can now do with smartphones and tablets and TVs and all sorts of products and services that are, you know, technically based, you know, it is actually revolutionary what we can do, you know.
Yeah, of course there is,
And you kind of think, you know, where is it always going to go? What's going to happen in the next 20 years? And if I could guess that, then I'd be a rich man. But, you know, it's just the whole pace of technology and the fact that as blind and partial sighted users, we can now buy products and use them out of the box. You know, it's just quite incredible. You don't need extra software. You don't need, you don't necessarily need somebody to come and do it for you. And you know, hopefully products will continue to be like that so you can get them out of the box, just use them the same way as everyone else. And Alexa with the Echo is kind of, you know, heading that direction.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it is, Paul. So I'll give you a final question then, just put you in the spot. 22 years then you've been with RNIB. Looking forward to the rest of your working time. 22 years from now, bearing in mind that you said the Alexa is like something out of Star Trek, the Amazon Echo, what would you like most to see actually coming, Paul, you know, in the next 22 years or so? Maybe the Star Trek device where you can beam down onto different places in the planet?
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? You know, you could live in Australia and work in London, or, you know, vice versa.
Yeah.
People talk about driverless cars and all sorts of things. If you transport, you know, that's more local. So you have something come up to your door, pick you up and take you to work or wherever you want to go. I think, for me, it's really the simpler things. It's about having devices you can easily activate with your voice and have speech output. You know, so your washing machine, for example, it might have 25 different programs on it, but most people tend to use two or three anyway, but to have that choice to use whatever 23 programs would be fantastic. You know, similarly with cookers and all sorts of TVs, all sorts of devices. You know, if it's possible to control it with your voice, if it's got voice output so it speaks to you as well, or if you can control it from an easily accessible device, you know, all that kind of thing for me is the future. But I think voice recognition, you know, will go to a different level where you'll be able to, you know, pretty much do everything by voice without touching the screen or pressing buttons. And for me, that would be the future.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you well and hope it's going to happen. Paul Porter from the RNIB Technology for Life team, many thanks for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, speak to you soon.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.